On Friday, Governor Brad Little and the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare announced who should be prioritized for coronavirus testing. Dr. Christopher Ball is the director of the Idaho Bureau of Laboratories. He says the expanded testing criteria means the state will need to be able to test a lot more people.
The takeaway message from these recommendations is that we will need to build incredible testing capacity, plus the ability to respond to all of those results with appropriate clinical and public health follow-up care.
The state's highest priority group includes symptomatic, high-risk individuals like healthcare workers and first responders. It also includes some asymptomatic people like residents and staff coming in and out of nursing homes. Priority Group 2 includes people who work in critical infrastructure like food processing facilities. The state first announced it would have a testing plan a month ago, and this is the first time it has publicly released information about the strategy. If the state were to test the top two priority groups in a week, that would mean roughly 43,000 tests. Right now, the maximum number of tests we have the ability to run in a week is 23,000, and the state has not yet made clear its strategy for bridging that gap. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.